Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Common question that I'm asked, and you're probably often asked this as well, Eric, is what's it like living in Utah? And I think they're probably asking us that question in the context of what we do here, as if because we are missionaries to the Mormon people and people know that, our Mormon neighbors know that, that perhaps that will have some kind of effect on how we are treated in our neighborhoods. And I would say for the most part, I don't have a problem at all living in Utah. I love living here and I think the people are great. I don't expect them to trip over themselves to introduce themselves to me or invite me over for their functions, but still, I think I have a pretty good relationship here.
I know when I first moved here 5 years ago, I found it strange that people are so friendly here, outwardly friendly. It's kind of like almost living in the South. Everybody just seems to get along. That doesn't seem like there's a mean word at all with neighbors.
Now, it's not that some people who have moved to Utah have not found it to be the most pleasant experience. I mean, I do know of personal friends who have lived here for a while and then ended up moving because they just didn't like it. And there's probably others that have same kind of an experience. But we received an email from a person who was telling us of his experience, and he did give us permission to read this over the air. And so we wanted to go through it and maybe make some comments on it.
Yeah, he says, have you ever been told by an LDS neighbor or heard of this happening from a non-Mormon who moved to Utah, that they are not to associate with you because you're not Mormon? And so the idea that because you're not Mormon, you're not going to be able to perhaps have a close relationship. And I think the mistake that might be made by some who move here, if you're thinking that Fred and Ethel are going to be able to get together with Ricky and Lucy and be together all the time, when Lucy and Ricky are LDS and Fred and Ethel are not, that they're going to be able to have this close relationship, that's probably not going to happen in this state.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And so I think I'm wondering why there are some people who might shy away from having relationships with others who are outside their faith. I'm wondering if it's because when they get a temple recommend, they are asked certain questions. And one of the questions that they're asked goes like this. Do you affiliate with any group or individual whose teachings or practices are contrary to or oppose those accepted by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Or do you sympathize with the precepts of any such group or individual? And I'm wondering if some Latter-day Saints might take that so literally that to even have a relationship, to go to a backyard barbecue, to associate in that kind of a social way, might be considered sidling up to people who are not believers in their church.
In other words, you're thinking that maybe they're taking that statement in the recommend questions rather than run the risk of forfeiting their recommend, they would much rather not have the relationship with you as a non-Latter-day Saint. I don't know if most Mormons would take it to that type of an extreme. I think it's probably dealing more with folks like you and me who make a concerted effort to evangelize Latter-day Saints and to critique Mormonism. I could see how we would probably fall into that category, but I don't know if your average resident non-Mormon would fall into that category.
But whatever it is, we need to understand that people who live in a neighborhood are all going to the same local ward. And so they see each other not only in the neighborhood, but they're seeing each other on Sunday morning and the priesthood meetings and all these different places. So naturally, because they meet on these other occasions, they're going to be a lot closer than you who just moved in and who doesn't go to their church.
And that's a common human trait. All of us as humans tend to gravitate towards people who share our interests. That's just what we do. So I could see why that they would probably want to hang around more with people who share their religious beliefs and other interests like that.
But if you are going to move to Utah, you need to understand this is a large mission field, and not that you would want to constantly barrage them with verses and citations and trying to witness every time you see them, but at the same time, realizing that these nice people, they're very good people, Mormons make great neighbors, they are in need of the gospel, and so just by being there, you can be a missionary just by your very actions, and then perhaps opportunities can take place where you'll have a chance to share. So, but he's having a hard time, this writer of this email, because he's feeling like they're not going out of their way to be friendly, and he writes this: "That is probably the hardest thing about moving to Utah. Fortunately, it's not a big deal for me since I'm an only child and used to being alone, but it is a big deal to my mother. She was raised in a large Italian family in an Italian neighborhood, so everybody knew everybody else and visited with each other. She can handle the ostracism from our LDS neighbors and is why she keeps leaving here." And she apparently moves away several times and then has come back. "Why does she come back?" he says. "Because I am her only child and she misses me. It's a very tough situation. I have talked to friends at church who have heard from neighbors that they were told by their bishop not to associate with them because they were non-Mormons." Now, that would be news to me. I'm wondering, do bishops really tell their congregations not to associate at all with those who are not part of the Mormon flock?
I personally am not aware of that. There always could be the bishop who wants to be a little bit overprotective of their flock and maybe warn them not to hang around anybody who doesn't share their religious views. But I don't know of that being an official pronouncement from the church, other than the question that you just asked that's in that set of questions that a Mormon must answer in order to get their temple recommend. If they're going to view that as a prohibition about talking to anybody who doesn't share their religious beliefs, then perhaps that could be the case. I've never heard of a lot of Mormons using that as an argument.
Well, we've never been part of a temple recommend interview, but the bishop does have freedom to be able to use those questions and maybe probe a little bit. And perhaps maybe that's happened, where maybe there was somebody who lived in the neighborhood. Everybody knew. The bishop knows because he lives in your neighborhood as well. Maybe he's known to drink alcohol. And so by associating there, maybe he's asking, well, have you ever been with that neighbor and participated in drinking alcohol or whatever the possible sin might be? I just don't know, because we haven't experienced that ourselves, if bishops are telling them not to associate. But then he ends this way, and in a sense, it's kind of sad, because what ends up happening is somebody has felt alienated, as this man and his mother have felt. He says, "Do you warn Christians about that before you tell them to move here?" Now, interestingly enough, we have asked people to move here in the past, but we don't normally. I don't normally tell my friends from California, hey, you ought to move to Utah. But do we tell them, well, I think maybe we should probably do a better job to prepare them. If you think that you're coming here and you're going to be some kind of savior and it's going to be easy to move here, I don't think living in Utah necessarily is easy. And it's driven a lot of people who are well-meaning. They come from out of state to Utah and then realize it's difficult. Their children may have difficulty making friends at school because those kids all know each other, the local ward. They don't have an easy time associating with other people in the neighborhood. And so you can feel lonely very easily.
Well, I think when I was asking you to come up to Utah, I did share some of those struggles with you. You were very well aware of some of the social challenges that would be faced by you as a father and a husband. And certainly your kids have gone through some of that. They have seen those struggles. But I think when I have encouraged people to come up here to help us in this mission field, that, yeah, I have told them that. Utah has a unique set of challenges, to be sure, but I think many areas in the United States, especially in any big city area, all comes with its own set of challenges. And as a parent, you just need to prepare yourself for that, and also to tell your children to be prepared for certain things that could happen to them living in this type of an environment. Again, it goes back to, all places have their own set of challenges. You would have to be a responsible father and parent to warn your kids about some of these things. And certainly we should. We have.
And that's something you mentioned, children. I mean, I think children have probably a more difficult time transitioning into Utah, especially the older they are, because they've made their friends earlier at other schools in other states, and they come here, and those kids, just like anywhere else, I suppose, are intertwined, and it's hard to break into those groups. But as he ends this email, he says, the Mormons will wave to you as they drive by, but they never invite you into their house to visit. And I guess this is one of those things where they probably aren't going to invite you into their house. Maybe this is the opportunity you need to invite them into your house and say, hey, you know, we'd like to have you on a barbecue. We'd like to get to know you better. And I've had Mormon neighbors come into my backyard, and we've had great discussions. And it doesn't always have to be 100% on evangelism. I got to quote the Bible, this, that, and the other. We can talk about ball games and our families and learn more about each other that way. And so I think it's possible. I just do think it is probably harder here than maybe in some other places.
Well, I think it goes back to what I said earlier. The Mormons are normally going to gravitate more with people who share their worldview. If they know you're not a Latter-day Saint, think of it this way. They may be thinking they don't want to offend you by inviting you into that environment. That might be very uncomfortable. And I know it is uncomfortable for a lot of us Gentiles, as we are known here in Utah, because I've heard people complain about that, especially when Mormons talk about things using language that they don't understand, asking questions, well, did your son go on a mission? And they're all talking about how their kids are on missions, right, and they know you're not LDS. Well, obviously, your son didn't go on a two-year mission, so you're kind of left out of the conversation.
Yeah, you better understand the language if you're going to want to get along with your neighbors when they say these terms like a mission. If you don't know what that means, you might be thinking, oh, they went on a career mission when they do serve 2 years or 18 months, depending if they're male or female. We came up with a few tips if somebody is thinking about moving to Utah, and I think these tips are possibly valuable. Number one, I think we need to realize that Mormons are not the enemy. That's the first point, is that these are good people, but they're not necessarily going to be inviting us into their homes. Number two is expect you probably won't be included if you're not LDS for some of the gatherings they might have, because they're locked in at the ward, and so they're doing things together that might not involve you, and you'll have to just accept that. So the tip three we gave as we put this together before the show would be to find a Christian fellowship that you can participate in and enjoy that fellowship yourself, even though it might not be your neighbors. Make sure you are socially fit in, because if you're relying on your neighbors to make you socially acceptable, it's going to be difficult to feel like you're accepted in this society we live in.
I think you make a very good point about that, and that's why a church body is so important. And I know a lot of my social functions are around my church. And why do I like to go there? Because we are of the same worldview. And it's exactly what I've been saying earlier. That's why Mormons tend to hang around with Mormons, because they share a worldview. That's why it's important, if you want that kind of fellowship, to find a good church in which to fellowship, where you do have an exchange of ideas that you do tend to share. But I think you're also correct, Eric, in that we should not look at the Mormon people as our enemies. Maybe they might not come across to us as friendly as you might like them to be, but that does not mean that they have any type of personal animosity towards you, any more than you would have any personal animosity towards them.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Answering Mormons Questions, published by Kriegel. Written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, Answering Mormons Questions includes a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. Answering Mormons Questions can be ordered online at mrm.org or at your favorite Christian bookstore. Be ready to give an answer.